Hi, Sophie, and welcome to Think Visual with Shapeshifters. I really want to thank you for taking the time to be here with us today, and I hope we're going to just have a really cool conversation about what makes you tick and, you know, how you use visuals in your work and your life.
Thank you for inviting me along to this talk.
You're very welcome. So, Sophie, I understand that you're you've got a very eclectic background as a designer. But I'd like to find out, who is Sophie, and what makes you tick?
So I have been a designer for about 20 years, roughly, or 15 plus years. And I studied design for 9 years, so I'm very much aware of what the design world looks like with these different type of techniques and professions that exist out there. So I've been very passionate about expressing all my suppressed emotions and what I would be usually going through art and design.
Wow. You said you studied design for 9 years. So tell me a little bit about that.
At the beginning, back in Hungary, when I lived there, I studied in the Arts and Crafts Secondary Art School. I was studying textile design for 5 years at the same time as I was doing my other subjects. And then I moved to Australia, where I studied fashion design, doing my Bachelor of Fashion Design course for 3 years. And then I went to do a career pivot and study UX UI design quite a couple of weeks, or for about like half year altogether. So yeah, it's been a long journey.
Wow, that sounds like a cool mix. I'm really interested in how you moved from fashion into the product design and UX design now. How did that happen?
When I was working in the fashion field, I sort of achieved all that I wanted. I studied fashion design for about 8 years. I had a $60,000 debt. I got into the industry to a very high-end company straight out of school. At the same time, I was running my own business, where I was producing very out there couture pieces, experimenting with 3D printed techniques to produce garments, as well as laser cut techniques to create different type of garments, and mixing different type of fabrications together to create like sculptural art pieces. Then I moved that into a bohemian bridal sort of business. So I was sort of successful. Like, I was the one of the top students in the school. I got to showcase in Shanghai with my collection at the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week in Australia. I got featured in Vogue and in several museums in Sydney. And I thought that I achieved it all. I thought that I was happy. But after I got into the industry, about 2 years after, I fell into depression. Because what I was doing was not aligning with my inner values. And that's what was missing. So I decided to make a career pivot, because I was not earning enough so that I could even pay for the minimum amount of my school debt, uni debt. So I was not even be able to start paying back. I was not able to cover my basic bills. I was struggling financially. I was struggling mentally, because I felt I was not valued at that company at the time, even though I was producing beautiful artworks, textile prints. My prints got into stores globally being sold. However, I was not happy. And that's what was missing from my life. So even though I was using my talent, and someone would think that, yeah, you achieved it all, like, why are you not happy? It was because the things that I was doing were not aligning with my values. And I felt I was just producing waste through these different fabrications that I produced, which wealthy women wore only for a couple of times, and then they ended up in the bin. I felt I was contributing, making a negative impact to the world, to the environment, and I wanted to stop that. I also felt I was not using my brain. I was using only my talent, but I was not properly using my analytical side of my brain. And I was not solving problems. I was creating problems in the world. So that's what made me realize that I'm not on the right path in my life and I must change.
Wow. There was a lot to take in. That was incredible. Can I ask a little bit about your values? Kind of connected to that, I'd like to understand a little bit about, possibly the sustainability piece. What are your values, and is sustainability important?
Yeah. So one of my values is minimalism and sustainability. So I'm trying to live that type of lifestyle myself, a very healthy, sustainable lifestyle, even with what I eat every day, what I wear every day. I'm trying to buy clothes which I can wear for a very long time, other than for a short time. For me, it's very important to be surrounded by people who are very positive and who are lifting me up and who are energizing me, who are motivating me, and who are grounded, nice people. I felt when I was working in the fashion design field, there was a lot of materialism. There was a lot of selfishness, a lot of showiness, and that was not me. I was exactly the opposite. So yeah, that was also very important to me to land in a design field where I don't have to express myself through these expensive garments and tell the truth of who I am, but expressing who I am through the personality of myself and being and reflecting that truth and speaking that truth and like acting with my true personality, other than bringing up this curtain, pretending to be someone who I'm not.
Wow. I've got to say, it takes a lot of courage to do what you do and to be able to firstly understand and identify what is important to you, but then make a move towards that. It's not easy. It's really not easy. I thoroughly empathize. I've worked in film for a very long time, and it was very hard for me to step away from being a filmmaker. So I understand the shift, but I'd like to know a little bit more about that shift, because to my understanding, you were in fashion for quite some time, and then you made this kind of almost miraculous leap into UX design and product design. Can you tell me a little bit about that leap?
Yeah, sure. So why I got attracted to UX, UI design and product design, it was because of I felt that if I'm gonna get into that industry, I'll be able to solve real world problems, not to create real world problems, but to solve people's problems, everyday problems. And that really excited me. Now, there was something which I very much feared of, and that was speaking, doing UX research, speaking to strangers, and presenting. Now, you may have not noticed, but I actually have a stutter. And I had a very bad stutter just up until about 4 years ago. Now, I was really scared about moving into the field because I knew that I have to speak to so many people. And I remember I started my UX course at Academy XI. And after the first class, I went up to my teacher and I told her that if I have to present here every week, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to do that. And I might have to just quit from this course. And wow. Probably UX design is not for me. And then I went home and I just cried and I was like, what the hell am I doing? Nothing is good for me. Nothing is working out. So what sort of design fit should I get into? But then I took a big breath and I was like, I can do this. I can do this. And I was so proud of myself on the last day of the course when I was presenting for like 10, 15 minutes so confidently, and I didn't block, and I was so happy that I got through it, and I successfully got into the product and UX UI field. Yeah. So yeah, I was like, it was a journey, but I was very excited about it because I knew that I don't have to also have so many different type of stuff around me, like how I was working in the fashion field, even working on my pieces for my label, having little pins everywhere, which my husband stepped into, or I set into. I didn't have that. I just needed a laptop in front of me and then just do what I needed. Something that was missing from my life beforehand, it was also, such as I mentioned, using my analytical part of my brain. So as an artist, or more like artist or designer in the fashion field, or some of the other ones, or in graphic design, you just use your talent, you use your imagination, you use your feelings to express, to like tell the story. But in UX UI design, you gotta think through what problem you are solving, who are you solving for, why is it important? There's so much thinking that goes into it. There's so much data that you have to have a look, the impact that you are making. So I was very excited to finally be able to do that. And I actually have a problem in my life, which is remembering for things and processing information. And that was because I had sort of a traumatic, difficult childhood where I was not able to just even process what happened throughout the day with me, because everything happened so quick. So I was also very scared of that. And even though it sometimes affects me, and even though I was very, very feared of speaking, it's been fantastic. And I've been so happy that I'm now in it. And I can say that I'm growing, learning, thriving, and I'm finally very happy.
Yeah, wow. I'm delighted to hear that. I got to say, I can kind of empathize with the inability to process things. I found that as a kid, I struggled a lot, and it took me a while to understand that I might be thinking in a way that is slightly different than, let's say, the other kids around me. I think very visually. Surprise, surprise, right? But to a point where sometimes I feel like I find it hard to listen without a pen in my hand. And, you know, it might be just some kind of a tick or something, but I think as a kid, I really struggled to understand what people were saying unless I was drawing something out. So that was kind of rough as a kid, because I know that in the 80s, the teachers that were around me, well, one in particular, they were just not happy for me to be drawing in class. They saw it as a waste of time, and so there was a little bit of kind of fear as a kid, because I'd get in trouble for it. But that fear and maybe part of the pain kind of translated into something quite different as I kind of evolved as a designer, as an illustrator, as an artist. I'm interested now then, and only if you're okay to talk a little bit about it, is like, did the trauma that you've experienced, do you think it had some some part to play in the process that you kind of go through now, the way you communicate now? Does that have a role to play? And, you know, have you kind of worked through it because of that? Or, you know, are you still kind of, is it still that ongoing journey?
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking that. actually, this is a topic that I want to create some future talks on and motivate others and inspire others and give them hope that there is a way to change and for a better life. Now, in my life, I was always an artist and a designer. When I was young, I used to chop up my mom's clothing and create my own clothing. Now, we didn't have much money, so I didn't really get any new clothes. I was always getting clothes from my classmates or from friends. So when there was a chance to have a new clothing, then I was making a new clothing. So that's where it all started. I was drawing a lot. I was doing a lot of different type of montages, even back in daycare. I remember when I was sitting there in daycare, I was only a couple of years old, and I remember where there were these multiple different type of gardening magazines, and I was just cutting each of those flowers out and like creating my own visionary pieces of where my happy place is or where I want it to be one day, where I can just go into in my dreams and just walk there in those beautiful gardens, which was giving me a lot of peace and happiness. Then I was creating, it was very interesting. So I've been writing a diary for 20 something years. So since I was 8 years old, I started to write a diary, and it has so many stickers and little drawings, little paintings. Stories about my life where I was trying to express all those pain that I was going through. I recently looked at some of my other bigger drawings where I was drawing sort of half dead angels. So I've had that period of time where I was like drawing quite depressing drawings. Then I was getting into fashion design, and then I moved to Australia. And for my final graduate collection that I launched at my uni, that was that true moment for me when I'm producing those pieces to express all that I went through in my life. So this collection had 8 to 12 pieces. It had a shorter and then an extended collection, and it had colors from white to black, if they are considered colors, and it had just a little bit of light pink, a little bit of light purple, and I was trying to express how now I became this self-aware, clean, happy being from this really anxious, depressed little person living in darkness. So for that collection, I specifically produced shapes and illustrations for the garments, and then laser cut pieces to tell the story of who I am. So for example, I drew Budapest landscape from above on a piece of paper, and then I reflected that or projected that onto a big piece of leather, and then we laser cut Budapest's map onto that big piece of cow's leather, which I then turned into a massive belt. Or I was creating this very big painting of this girl who is wearing this beautiful golden headpiece. But this girl was crying, and it had like sort of like blood dropping down as like tears on her face. And that was me expressing how much I've struggled throughout my whole life. And now I'm getting into fashion design, which I was not even sure about because it was sort of against my values. I knew that it's going to be materialistic, but it's going to be probably beautiful, and I'm going to enjoy it, but at what cost? So that's what the story I was sort of like weaving through my graduate collection. And I sketch as much as I can these days still, since I was really young. And I've been using arts and design to bring a lot of stories or weave different type of stories together, not just in the two-dimensional form, just sketching, but then also using different type of papers and materials, threads, paint to create these sculptural three-dimensional artworks.
Wow. so unique. It's really cool to hear about all the different ways that people can use visuals to kind of communicate. And it's great to hear that you still do it. Can you tell me a little bit about what happens these days when you use or if you use visuals to communicate in product? Do you use them?
Yes, that's right, definitely. So my process in product design is that I would always start off with sketching different type of wireframes, different type of features, the whole user journey about what it should look like, cutting pieces off wireframes out and then moving them to different places to see if the user experience would make a little bit more sense in that way. I use mood boards. Sometimes I would create these folders for specific projects where I just bring in or pin different type of inspirational images, like on Behance and Dribbble. And that's what I use to get inspiration from, or from other sites where there are real projects or real apps which I can get also inspired by for specific functions, features, user interfaces that I might want to reference. Yeah, so these are these different type of techniques that I use, as well as using motion to tell the story as well through prototyping.
Wow, that is awesome. It's such a, as I said, such a kind of great combination of things. I can see in a lot of ways the influences of fashion on the work that you do. It's really exciting. I think, you know, in some ways it makes me reflect on the fact that some of the work that I do definitely has a lot of film influences and comic influences, because that's kind of part of my background. But, you know, now as a designer, I kind of combine those things together, and I feel like there's kind of a great beauty of using different parts of our life to influence kind of new areas. I just wanted to say it's really interesting to hear the process and to understand that it still has a very deeply rooted influence from, you know, from kind of the various experiences you've had. A final thought. This is for people who are kind of keen on using visuals or interested in visual thinking. Do you have any advice for people, and do you believe that it is useful for them to use visuals to communicate, to think?
Yeah, I think it's very key to our process, or specifically to me. So as I've mentioned, it takes time for me to digest information. And I really love how I can use visuals, writing and sketching to remember for these conversations. Or when I sit in meetings, I would often sketch, or I would often write stuff down, like these most important points to remember for, because visuals help to memorize the story much better and tell the story. It's like when we see websites where there are images or videos and they straight away grab our attention, and it's not necessary the content is what we're going to remember for, but what we saw, what got our attention, what engaged us, what attracted us. So that's the same thing that if you sit at a presentation and if that's something that is important to you, what the talk is about, then why don't you sketch? Why don't you write stuff down? That will help you to come back to and reference and take it away to learn something from or save it somewhere, but it really helps to process the information. So yeah, I highly recommend it to everyone. Mm.
That's fantastic. If people want to find out a little bit more about you, where's the best place that people can kind of see your work online or get in touch with you or, you know, find out about what you're doing?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm happy to share that I've been doing design mentoring on ADP List. So I highly recommend to people to just come along, book a session with me, and then we can chat about anything. I love chatting about obviously mental health related areas, but then also if you are an imposter or if you are an introverted designer, how can you build confidence to eventually thrive? I love looking at portfolios and then helping the other person to improve those case studies or help them get into interviews. So feel free to book in a session if you are listening and if you want to chat with me. Otherwise, you can find me on LinkedIn. And yeah, message me if you want to.
Fantastic. Well, we'll make sure to include that in the show notes. But thank you for your time today, Sophie.
No worries.